The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We were at this incredible seminar last week and learned all kinds of things. And there was this man speaking, right? The keynote speaker. Turns out he was the man who brought down Osama bin Laden.
What?
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
The man's name is Bill McRaven. Stop. Admiral Bill McRaven. And he had all these gems, right? He was dropping all this stuff, and then he brought down Osama bin Laden. I feel like I can't even say
but
that.
That
out
wasn't
loud.
The biggest thing I took from his speech. The biggest thing was happened. Because he was a SEAL. He would told us, "Don't ever ring the bell."
Nope.
So in SEAL training, if you want to get out of it, like during any part of it, you just have to go and ring a bell. And he
that's
what his whole motivational thing was: never ring the bell.
Ooh, don't quit.
Nice. And I wasn't there. I was working behind the show.
This dude was late.
I was.
No, I'm just saying, I was late.
And his whole spiel was like, "You got to make your bed every single day, right?"
He's started with that, but then it was like, "I killed bin Laden," and then never ring the bell.
That was the biggest thing. But he said when they planned the bin Laden raid, he said, you can't just plan. Look, there's risk, but it's risk management. You can't just plan one scenario.
Mm.
You have to plan for it.
He was like, you have to have A, B, C, D, and he like laid out all how the helicopter thing
worked. So when the helicopter went down, he's like, I'd already planned for that. Cool as a cucumber. We still going to move. We going to do this.
Was he taller in person than you guys thought he was going to be?
He was a big man. But one of the things he also said, Anthony, since you were a little late, he said, show up early, work hard, and leave late.
Mr. McRaven didn't think that you should be missing, okay?
He's like, where's Anthony A? That was his biggest thing. He was missing you. All right. I just thought that was some little gems we could share with our family who's listening right now. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick this one off with National Hire a Veteran Day.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which.
Right?
Yeah.
They hired a veteran?
We also got National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Ooh.
The way the fudge gets smeared on the cold ice cream and it just melts and gooey. Oh.
If I have hot fudge, I need nuts on it.
At the seminar we were at,
they had a hot fudge
Sunday stand.
Yeah.
I did not miss that part. I was there for that.
Anthony was first in line.
All right, we have National Wine and Cheese Day, and we'll wrap it up on National Merry-Go-Round Day.
When I was little, I was not the most popular child. Okay.
We've established this.
I got picked on. I was one of those kids, a little weirdo. When I would get on the merry-go-round, kids would try to spin it fast so I would fall off.
Oh!
And I would hang on.
But that happened to every kid. That was a part of growing up.
Well, I didn't know these people.
What?
I wasn't in on it, okay?
They're just trying to eject you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The worst food for teeth health is going to shock you because I think that most people said candy. That's not it.
No,
it's not.
I thought it would be like a gummy situation.
Yeah, kind of sugary.
No, wait till I tell you what it is. It's the Fat Club, and we're talking about how your teeth are connected and linked to your health. And I got to tell you a personal story. First of all, Automatic and Anthony, when I was little, I grew up in humble beginnings. We talk about the dentist. We had money for that kind of thing. And I remember when I got gingivitis. I was a young adult at this time. I hadn't had my teeth cleaned in I don't know how long. Gingivitis is when plaque and tartar builds up around your teeth and it's like in between your gums. And I remember the smell. I remember the feeling. I remember feeling bad and I couldn't afford to go to the dentist. So I went to Mexico and all I did was get my teeth cleaned. The dentist said, Dana, your teeth are fine. You just haven't had them cleaned in a long time. And he said to me, every person should die with their teeth. And all you have to do is get your teeth cleaned twice a year. And he explained to me how important it is. He explained to me it doesn't cost a lot of money. He said, go to your pharmacy, Walgreens, CVS, buy you some cheap dental floss, use it every day, and your teeth will outlive you.
Well, that must have made a huge impression on you
because
Dana is the, she flosses all the time.
Automatic, this is so embarrassing. I had the worst breath.
I was going to say, I'm so glad I didn't meet you when you had gingivitis. I don't think this would have worked out.
We're laughing, but people lose their teeth. Because we don't educate ourselves. And teeth are connected to your organs. Teeth can lead to obesity and all kinds of illness.
They're saying that gum disease actually can show that you have heart disease, diabetes, respiratory disease.
All of the above. Yeah. The other day I was talking to my mom, and she was like, Anthony, you need to get your teeth cleaned because all that plaque can really clog up your arteries.
Which is true.
And my mom, raising us, she was funny. The one thing she always tells us, she goes, I got a good enough job to get you guys health care. So you better too. She took us to the dentist like religiously growing up. And it was cool. And I like to admit, to this day, I've never had a cavity.
Oh, I love that, Anthony. Me either. As an adult, I've never had a cavity.
You had gingivitis, Dana.
I didn't have a cavity though because I brushed my teeth. Brushing your teeth is not enough. It's not enough. People think, I brush my teeth every day. It's not enough.
You got to floss.
And my stepdad used to tell us, he was like, you got to make sure you brush your teeth so you don't get Zachleys. You ever heard of Zachleys?
No.
No? Okay, that's where your breath smells exactly like your ass.
Oh. That was me. Okay, so teeth or tooth health rather determines how healthy your organs are and everything else. So here's the worst foods for you and your children, your familia. Number 5, alcoholic beverages. You know when you're out and about and you have a little cocktail at night or a little mama or whatever and you fall asleep?
Yeah.
You got to brush your teeth.
Yeah. I mean, you should brush your teeth before you go to bed anyway.
You should anyway, but sometimes when you're drinking, you don't, and all that stuff, your teeth are porous. They're a living organ. So please brush your teeth after that. Number 4, fruit juice and juice pops. And I remember telling Automatic, we had Avomatic. Art already had 2 kids. I told him, we don't give her juice. He's like, why? Why? And we went to the pediatrician. What did the pediatrician say?
Do not give your kid juice.
Give them fruit. Right, it just sits juice there. It's bad for you. Bad for your teeth. It's nothing but sugar. And juice pops, too, are really bad, which I love juice pops. Brush right after. Doesn't mean you can't have it. It means to brush right after. Number 3, soda and sweetened beverages. I'm talking to myself. I love sweet tea. Ooh. No bueno for the teeth at all. Number 2, candy, gummy candy in particular, sticks to the teeth. It's really bad. Brush your teeth after.
Yeah.
And the number 1 food that causes cavities, tooth decay, is a cracker, especially those small ones like Goldfish, which we give to our kids all the time.
Oh.
Or the soup crackers.
Oh, because they get stuck in your teeth.
They get stuck. They get impacted in between the teeth, and they develop bacteria. And I told this to Otto yesterday. He didn't know. Bacteria doesn't stink. The bacteria poops in your body, on your body, in your mouth, and it farts. That's what smells bad.
Wait, what?
What?
Bacteria doesn't stink. It's when it releases its
bacteria
fecal matter.
Bacteria is a living organism.
It's a living thing.
That's taking a dip in your mouth. Yeah. And that's why it smells
that's why
like...
That's it smells.
What did you call it again?
Exactly.
Exactly. There we go.
So get the floss. Go see your dentist twice a year to keep you and your family healthy. Start young with your kiddos, okay? Don't let them go through what I went through. If you'd like me to share this with you, please at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's your sign with Sir Madi? Let's get it started. Madi, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody?
I'm so good and I'm feeling right. And of course, I got a message via my Instagram at Dana Cortez from a woman. Before we get to our spiritual forecast, will you give us her reading first?
Of course.
Okay, so here's what she had to ask.
Hi, Dana. My name is Devin. My birth date is 3/23, and I am an Aries. I'm just looking at the forecast for my love life.
Okay, so what are you seeing for this Aries woman?
The first thing that I heard for her is she needs to go with the flow. She's unwilling to leave something in the past, something that's actually really, really toxic. This person that she's holding on to is unwilling and unstable.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to say he because we don't know, you know, what the situation is. But the person is very, like, unwilling to work with her. But she's holding on to them really strongly. And it's causing her to be in this, like, inner cage. Like, she's created this cage for herself where she doesn't feel like she's ever going to be able to leave. And it's not necessarily like she's living with the person, but I just feel like she feels tied to them in a deep level. Her spirit guides are really coming through asking her not to resist this change because there is change in the cards for her, like in her future. But she needs to be able to let this go. If she doesn't, then she's willingly participating in it.
Oh, okay, I get it. No, you're right, because at some point you have to look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. It's accountability.
Yes.
Who's choosing? Exactly. Who's choosing to stay in this whatever situation? Okay, Madi's so nice. Instead of just saying, this is wrong for you, she explains it so kindly. Okay, so what about our spiritual forecast for the week collectively, every person who's listening, what's that energy like, Madi?
First of all, shout out to the Leos.
Yes! Yes! Woo! DJ Automatic.
Gang, gang.
Yes, exactly. Gang, gang, because I'm a Leo rising, so I'm there with you. So I told you guys last week that for the next 2 weeks of July, it was going to be really intense. Now, this weekend, on the 30th, 31st, and the 1st of August, it's going to be crazy. I'm just saying, be honest, because the energy is really heightened. We have Mars and the planet Uranus, as well as the North Node point, is coming together. We haven't had that since 1855, the year 1855. It's been many, many years.
170 years, almost.
This is like a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. The energy is heightened. I don't want to scare anybody either. Like, I'm not trying to do that, but I do want to forewarn you that you can be very emotional. We also have a new moon on the 28th, which is, I believe it's on Thursday, right?
Okay, yeah.
So that is going to amplify everything, too. It's like a new beginning, but also watch your emotions.
Watch your emotions, because you can say or do something that you might regret.
Mm, dude, yes. Yeah.
Anytime, hold your tongue until you think about it.
Anytime Uranus is involved, it gets crazy out here, so be worried. Oh,
anyway, if you would like a spiritual reading live on the radio, not with Anthony, with Sir Marty, call us right now. The phone lines are open. Or send me a direct message like Devin did, a voice message at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, your first name, date of birth, no year, and then, of course, your question. And follow Marty at Illest Divinity on Instagram. She's dropping gems and quotes every day, and she'll do private readings as well. Marty, we love you, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Love you. You guys too.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck just married, so who's traveling with them to Paris? I got this story and more. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by Capital One. DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays first.
We only got one today. It's Matt LeBlanc, a.k.a. Joey from Friends, celebrating his birthday today.
I never thought I'd watch Friends, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. First time for me.
How you doing?
All right, so we're going to start off by talking about Jay-Z's Social Justice Summit in New York City. His special guest speaker, San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich, known to those of us who love him as Coach Pop. Of course, this summit was honoring attorney Barry Scheck. He got an award for his work on the Innocence Project, which helps exonerate wrongfully convicted people in jail. Shout out to Jay-Z for putting his money where his mouth is and doing what's right.
Shout out to Coach Pop, because he always stands up for what's right.
Right, this and man he didn't care.
And he's a five-time NBA champion. He's won Olympic gold. He's a veteran. Salute that man.
It's your boy.
All right, now let's switch gears. Talk about another billionaire, Rihanna. Her Fenty Beauty line just filed for a hair trademark. So that means Fenty Beauty hair is on the way.
That means we're never getting an album. That's what that means.
No, and we'll be contributing our $29.99 to her billions. Trust me, DJ Automatic, her line is incredible. And then finally, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, of course, they just got married, surprise wedding in Las Vegas. Now they're in Paris. They have all their kids with them, and the PDA is on display.
They took a family honeymoon?
Yeah,
and it was just Jennifer Lopez's birthday yesterday. So they did a birthday honeymoon family vacation? That's a lot.
When you got to wait 20 years to find the right one, you better celebrate like they are, okay? Bennifer's back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A slice of pizza has an average of 300 calories per slice. Okay, I'm going to tell you about a pizza right now that has 37,000.
What?
In one slice, yeah. Food news inside hottest hashtags. It's Monday with the Dana Cortez Show, and my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Hot and Ready.
In case you're not on Twitter, I just wanted to tell you, Twitter is like a big social media platform for politics. Most people are, though. They like go in there. Elon Musk, I don't know, months and months ago, said, I'm going to buy Twitter. And then he pulled out recently, and he said, I don't want to buy Twitter because they have bots.
Oh.
And then Twitter said, you can't do that because you crashed our stock. And so he said, I'm the richest man in the world, and I'm going to prolong this lawsuit forever. And a Delaware judge says, no, you're not. So they're going to court.
Oh.
They denied Musk's prolonging of the court date.
Elon's going to have to pay up.
Damn. He don't care. He's rich.
Well, I mean, he wanted to pay $44 million for it, and then he pulled out. I'm sure they're probably going to get him for $1 billion at least.
You know who didn't pull out?
Who?
His daddy. Did you hear about that?
Dude, that's sick.
That's a whole other weird situation. Crazy.
Elon Musk's father had a baby with his stepdaughter
that he's been
raising since she was four, and he also shares children with their mother.
What?
So mama's cousin. Y'all thought the Kardashians were wild. No, it's the
Musk. You thought that they were from South Africa. They're probably from Kentucky.
Don't be bringing the USA into this. Hell no. All right, and then finally in food news. If you love gummy candy, you're going to love this gummy candy pizza. YouTubers from J19 made a big giant pizza from gummy candy.
Made a pizza this size. I'm pretty sure I can make another pizza 80 times larger.
All right, so they made a pizza literally 80 times larger than the average pizza.
Okay.
So strawberry.
So that's why it's 37,000 calories.
37,000 calories in one slice. Strawberry banana flavored cheese, cherry pepperonis, sour apple olives, mango banana peppers, and orange flavored crust. If you want to buy it, you can go to j19.com. It's $149. Why would you buy this?
37,000 calories
in one slice.
That's like a month's worth of calories.
That a month? That's a lifetime. That's what it sounds like to me. And it doesn't even look that good.
Is it stupid or dumb?
Both.
Both.
Stupid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How many horror stories have we heard about people who date online? Well, this is a good one. 20-year-old Alyssa Hodges matched with 25-year-old Max Sylvie on Tinder. They're out on a date, and then he ended up helping deliver her baby.
What the fuck?
All right, so just to let you know, Alyssa was completely honest with Max. When they met on Tinder, she's like, I'm pregnant. The thing is she was very far along when they started hooking
up.
What
is she doing on Tinder at 9 months pregnant?
But, well, obviously her baby daddy's not the best guy.
Yeah.
So she's single.
What, is she supposed to be lonely because her man walked away? Yeah. She's supposed to give up on wanting love?
She's far from lonely. She's with child.
That's true, right?
Well, you know what? If it's good enough for the Virgin Mary, it's good enough for Alyssa. 6.5 months pregnant is when they met. And he said, you know, there was just this instant connection. I really liked her. By the fourth date, he said, I loved her. What? And helping deliver our son, yes, that's right, Max says this is his kid now, brought them even closer together, and now they are a couple. Oh. It's official. They named their little boy Ollie. Oh.
What did you say about the fourth date? What happened on the fourth?
He felt like he loved her.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, they're both weirdos. Oh. Of course.
Well, speaking of babies, you guys want to have kids and live longer?
Nah, I'm good. But
I thought we decided we weren't having any more kids. The pressure of this question.
I want to live longer, but don't ask me that question again.
All right. Well, a new study says that you better have a baby by the time you're 25.
Oh,
what?
Damn.
Well, that's apparently the biological sweet spot for women. Researchers in Korea, they studied 4,000 women and found that the ones who had kids in their mid-20s were more than likely to live longer, have fewer heart attacks, less mental health issues, and just be healthier overall.
Wow. Damn. So I'm going to be 150 because I had mine at 15.
Yeah, dude. I know, dude. Latino women are hella healthy.
150!
All right. One woman who's not going to live to 150, but she wished she could have. Her name is Lulu. And what Lulu is she's a diamond thief who stole over $5 million worth of diamonds, okay? But now here's the twist. Because good old Lulu, she was ordered to pay back a whopping $250.
What?
Yeah, wait, that's right.
She stole all those diamonds all she got to pay is $250?
Exactly, because that's all the assets she had to her name. So the judge dismissed everything once all the diamonds were returned and ordered her to pay the $250 that she's worth. So, I mean, is this a crime of the century?
You know what's interesting? A person I knew when I was younger, her name was Lulu. As soon as you said that name, I had the flashback. She stole all my clothes from the laundromat.
Well,
it's the same woman.
It's the same
it's
Lulu.
The same Lulu.
And her net worth hasn't changed much.
I want my goddamn jeans back, Lulu.
I know that's right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every Monday inside the Dana Cortez Show, we have our Fat Club segment where we address topics and issues that will help you live a healthier lifestyle. And today it was all about your teeth, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
So what we're going to do right now is give you three ways to tell a person they have bad breath. I just welcome you to Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony, and my compadre, sir, DJ Automatic. Automatic, did anything that Dana shared with you today about the teeth, was it anything wowing about it?
Well, we study these things together, so I kind of knew. But I mean, your teeth are directly linked to your health, your overall health. Mm. And Yeah, that is kind of shocking because if you don't take care of your mouth, you're not taking care of the rest of your body.
Dana admitting that she had gingivitis was pretty crazy. I didn't know that. Dude.
Yeah, she had never admitted that to me before. I literally heard that today, and it grossed me out.
I've never like, I've never caught her having bad breath.
No, Dana flosses at least twice a day. She brushes twice a day.
Have you ever been called out for bad breath? I have.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, we smoke.
Yeah,
I drink coffee.
Yeah, and we talk all day.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, I was cuddling down this one girl, and one night she was like, dude, your breath smells hot. And it was, dude. It was after a day of Swishers and hosting. Ugh. Nasty. All right, so a couple things to consider if you are going to be telling a person they have bad breath. Number one, do it in private.
Come on, don't embarrass anybody.
Yeah, don't do that at all.
I mean, the best thing you can do is just offer them a stick of gum.
There you go. It's
or,
easy.
You know what I like to do is be like, oh, man, I could use some gum right now. You want a piece, too?
And the next thing you do is be gentle with them. Be kind. Yo, it happens, dude. It's not personal.
I mean, it's embarrassing. Don't do it in front of other people.
Please don't do that. And the final thing is consider how close you are to that person before you tell them that they have bad breath. All right. If it's a coworker you really don't know, maybe you're going to back it up and let them ride out that day.
I take the step back and sometimes I just let it pass. But if it's really, really bad, like where you're standing 6 feet back, you're like COVID protocol and you can smell it. It's probably in your best interest to tell that person, hey, it's time to go see the dentist.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.